Well, the idea came to me over the summer, and it was a result of having been making wordless bumper stickers for about a year and a half. And that process developed out of just the understanding that when I saw bumper stickers, even if I agreed with the sentiment, they just rubbed me the wrong way. And I thought somebody should make bumper stickers that didn't have any words on, didn't tell you what to do or think. So I started designing these bumper stickers and giving away. And after about 20 of them, I just thought that it would be nice to go to another level, bring it to a bigger spot, and basically create a mental space for folks that they could, instead of being told what to do or think or buy, that they would just have a spot to look at and be able to have their own interpretation for what was there.
So did any sort of strategy go into where to put it? Why did you choose that section of Queensbury there?
Well, I wanted to either go to New Hampshire or New York in a direction that I would, if I were leaving Vermont and going either south from here, that I would likely pass that direction. The sales reps in New Hampshire never called me back, but the billboard sales reps in New York would talk to me. So it was a nice location in terms of the direction I would go if I were leaving the state. And it's close to Vermont.
Rob, I wanted to know if you had heard if there's anybody talking about the billboards or if you got any feedback while it's been displayed up there over the past few weeks.
I didn't. I passed through there a couple times and talked to a few folks. And I thought it was interesting in that people who actually work right next to it didn't even notice it. And some people who did notice it didn't really think much of it or just thought it was an advertisement for something else. But nobody that I talked to really was drawn to it, I didn't, unfortunately. But, you know, it's just the nature of the game. And, you know, it's a fun project. And
so the way that this was viewed, and maybe because people didn't see it or seem to notice it, does this send a message to you, and would that potentially influence any future work?
You know, regardless of the direct feedback I get, I'm still interested in doing it. I think perhaps if it were in a different type of location, people would notice it more. I think part of the issue, too, is that if people don't call it out, if there isn't an article in the newspaper or something on the radio for people to call it out, people aren't going to notice it, essentially, that people are just in their busy lives going in different directions and not necessarily looking around at what's around them. That's one of the messages, too, is that people are busy and they're not necessarily seeing what's around them. And this is sort of a project to help increase awareness of your surroundings. It's useful to have examples of that, whereby something could be out in the open and obviously different and people not notice it, then have it been called out to them and then go back and notice and have the understanding that, oh, I passed by that 100 times and never noticed it, but now I see it. And, oh, it's interesting. I think that in itself is an interesting angle on it. Not only is it an anti-billboard and creates mental space for the viewer, but it's also, you know, abstract art in itself does this for folks. And if you go to an art museum or you go to a gallery and you see this type of work on the walls, it has the same effect. But I think putting it in a commercial space and having it contrast with, you know, the noise around us, the messages that are always being shouted at us, that it has an added benefit, that it accentuates that essential element of fine art, that it's there to allow us to project our own ideas onto it, not to be shouted at, but to have mental space and be a part of the creative process, essentially. And that's what I'm trying to do, is that take that art out of a stale museum or gallery and put it in front of people where the most number of people can see it on a daily basis. But that's a lot of what I'm trying to do as well.